Who dares enter my domain? Lost? What a convenient excuse. Although, judging from the sounds filtering from the entrance, I suppose you weren't lying about that. A fierce storm, it sounds like. Oh, don't mind them. They're simply my guardians. Heal, Tenjin. Heal, Kyura. Forgive them. They're very protective of their mistress. Well, now that you are here, you might as get comfortable. Would you care for some tea? That's what you humans drink, don't you? We fox demons usually dine on human blood, but I suspect that might be somewhat disconcerting for you. Ah, the look on your face. Fear not, human. Actually, I was just putting some water on for Genmaicha. Would you care for a cup? In harsh weather like this, a steaming hot cup of tea is precisely what one needs. Come close, human. Surely you don't expect me to walk the tea to you like some common tea shop waitress, do you? Oh, look at you. You're soaking wet and shivering, like the last dead leaf, desperately clinging onto its branch at the cusp of winter. I beg your pardon. I don't mean to laugh at your misfortune. You just remind me of a drowned mouse. Although I must admit, it's not an entirely uncomplimentary image. In fact, one might even call it cute, I dare say. Here. Cover yourself in this. As much as I enjoy my home underneath this mountain and the solitude it affords me, I'm afraid warmth is not exactly its strong suit. How do you like the tea? It's quite good, isn't it? It was a gift given to me by one of the daimyos in the area, in thanks that I did not ravage his crops or his men. Truth be told, I wasn't even in the area for much of the year, but let's just keep that between ourselves. So, tell me, my curious wanderer of a human, how came you to my abode? I'm sorry to hear that. Having to witness illness in a parent and feeling powerless while doing so is a difficult task, even for us yokai. Although that is merely conjecture on my part, as I've been alive for so long, I don't quite remember my mother or father. So you've been searching for medicine to cure your ailing mother. Do you know what you are looking for? I am quite adept at herbalism. Perhaps I can help you. Well, payment. I couldn't ask you to pay in coin. It would be clear to a blind beggar that you haven't two coins to rub together. You would pay me in labor. Look around you, human. What kind of labor do you think you can offer in return for your mother's medicine? Would you like to polish that stalactite over yonder? Or perhaps you would like to brush dear Kura's fur, provided she doesn't rip your hand off in the process? But I Yes. I think we can come to some sort of arrangement. As I've mentioned before, I have lived for a very long time. And probably will continue doing so unless something terribly unfortunate should befall me. It didn't always used to be this way. Hiding away from humans with only my fox spirits for company. There was a time when I had friends, family, a village, warmth, the embrace of another living being to warm me all the way down to the marrow in my bones. Yes, I'm glad you're not the type to mince words. I should like to hold you. I want to touch you. And I want you to touch me. Hold me. Is that an agreeable bargain? Your mother's life for just one night with me. You can do that, can't you? After all, your sister is with her right now, isn't she? Oh, you must have told me at some point. Otherwise, how else would I know? So, is it a deal or not? The sooner you decide, the sooner we can proceed, human. Excellent. I knew you were a smart one. Now come. Sit next to me. The medicine? All in good time, human. All in good time. I suppose you can say, the better you please me, the more effective the cure. Is it? I don't know if I would call it cruel, per se, but, well, you know how us fox demons are, don't you? We are cunning and calculating. In short, we know what we want, and we settle for nothing less. I know you are capable of great affection, human. I merely want some of that projected onto me. Is that such a crime? And in exchange, you get to save your dear mother's life. And that, I swear upon my nine tails. May the Kami strike down a bolt of lightning to shear all of them from my body if I am telling you a lie. Now, you have kept me waiting long enough. Come. Now. Good. You would do well to mind my commands, human. The last time I had an encounter with another of your kind, I ripped off his jaw for being such an impertinent jackanapes. You wouldn't want that to happen to you as well, do you? No, of course not. Not when you've such a beautiful jawline. It would be a shame to have to mar it in any way. I just felt a shiver run up your spine. How delicious. you smell like pine needles, and there's the faintest tang of masculinity that makes my mouth water. It's been so long since I've been so close to a human male. I seem to have forgotten more than I initially thought. Your shoulders are tense, human. Are you worried about your mother? I told you before, didn't I? She won't die overnight. You are doing yourself a disservice by being so distracted. Remember what I told you about the enjoyment I derive from your company directly correlating to the amount of assistance I ultimately provide. So just relax. Take a deep breath. Yes. Lean against me. Put your head on my shoulder. Let my fingers run up and down your arms. They are long, yes, but I'm not so savage to prick you with my fingernails. I am civilized, even if I do live in a cave. Yes, how wonderful this feels, to have a human in my arms again. I've missed this, the closeness, the warmth. The steady beat of your heart in tandem with mine. Your scent is addicting, human. I almost want to demand you leave an article of your clothing behind so that I may smell it whenever I so choose. Really? You find that odd? How strange you humans are, your seemingly arbitrary sense of propriety. Your lives are so short after all. Looking in from the outside, or so to speak, one can't help but think that if I only had 50, 60 years to live, I would do anything, everything, to bring me pleasure, short of causing physical anguish to those around me. Are you surprised? I might be a fox demon, but it brings me no joy to cause unnecessary pain or harm. Unless it is warranted. Which in that case, well, I don't need to say. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Or a fox demon, one could also say. I can feel you relaxing around me, like ice melting under the sun. Good. Very good, human. Yes, you are being a... What's that phrase you humans like to use? Oh, yes. Good boy. You are being such a good boy. You're still shaking. That is not ideal. I must share my body heat with you. Take off your clothes. Yes, all of them. They will merely get in the way. Don't look at me like that. You know I speak truth. Good. You are a very good boy, aren't you? Very cute human. I shall have to resist biting you, my dear. I can't help it. Whenever I see something as adorably cute as you are, I can't seem to resist taking a bite. Oh, don't look at me like that. I didn't say I bit out. I just said bite. There's nothing wrong with biting. Is there? For example, come here. Don't worry. I won't break the skin. You're shaking in my arms, human. It's arousing my brain drive. You ought to stay still. Otherwise, I can't be held responsible for what happens next. You remember what I said, didn't you? If you wish to save your mother's life, you must entertain me. I suppose I could make you dance naked for me. You would do that, wouldn't you? To save your dearest mother's life. Be grateful I have not asked that of you. I just wish to feel your skin pressed against mine. Do you know how lucky you are? You are probably one of the very few people privileged to be so close to one of my kind. And I do mean that in the most literal of sense. As you can no doubt surmise, we are wary of humans. You call us the monsters. And yet the actions you have taken against us, nay, against your own people, have proven otherwise. But there is something about you that I can't help but trust. Do not make me regret feeling this way, human. Do you understand me? Or else I will be forced to show you exactly why fox demons are so feared throughout these lands. Yes, that is undeniably true. We have been keeping our heads down, so to speak. It does no good to arouse attention. After all, there are so many more of you than there are of us. Even a million, a trillion ants can overwhelm a giant. I am not surprised to hear there are a great deal of humans who believe us nothing more than folklore. That suits us just fine. Now we merely wish to live in quiet peace. It is why I've chosen to make my abode here. Away from humans. Away from conflict, content in watching the world go by before our very eyes. And yet, there are moments when I find such self-imposed solitude somewhat stifling, which I suppose is where you come in. Did you know, in ages long gone by, we used to be regarded, treated, like gods? People would pray to us for a bountiful harvest, to protect them from illness, to keep them safe from war. But now... Forgive me, my tongue does get away from me. I'm no doubt boring you with my long-winded soliloquy. Alas, a side effect of hiding myself away from the world. I have been very remiss when it comes to you, human. Here lies a human. Warm. All hard angles and muscular in my arms, and yet all I can do is complain about my current predicament. Won't you forgive my terrible manners? This is no way to treat a guest, of course. No, of course not. Especially not such an esteemed guest like yourself. Yes, this is worth it. This is worth almost everything. Remember what I said? The more pleasure you bring me, the more health you restore to your mother's withered body. In order to be the perfect son, you must obey the every whim and demand of a fox demon. But I think you will come to find that is not such a difficult